Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC. And now, a man who got not one, but two shout-outs from Donald Trump on Saturday night at Cipriani Wall Street.
He's Sid Rosenberg.
You know that, Sid, right? There is a slight difference. If you want, we can talk about it, but let's not bore the audience.
And this...
I could be indictment proof right now. I don't think they can do it, Sid. I don't think they can do it.
...is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Rufino coming up big for me already this morning. Hour number one, The Church, REM, and right here, Psychedelic Furs. The messages just keep coming. Bo Dietl. Man, I miss Bo Dietl. I love you, Bo. Corey Zelnick, my dear friend Corey. Bobby Hartman. We've got a big golf tournament coming up for Bobby and for his place, Mainstream House, out in Riverhead, Long Island, honoring me and Daryl Strawberry. The great Dougie Kilzer, Love Doug, MJ Marianne from Brooklyn, John DeSanto from Gourmet Grill, Stephanie Perales, one of my oldest and dearest friends in the radio business, listening right now, what she does every day from Orlando, Florida, Haskell, Joe Parisi, Kevin Breslin, they just keep coming. Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm watching the movie yesterday, and it's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So for you folks that don't know, Israel is 7 hours ahead of us. So 5 o'clock in the afternoon here. Yesterday was midnight in Israel. It was the next day. I get a call from Alex Treyman, Mr. JNS.org, and his lovely wife, Sippy, wishing me a happy birthday because it had hit midnight, April the 19th, in Jerusalem. So he's really the first on my birthday to do it. And who knew that later on that night, late last night, Israel would attack Iran, but they did. So here he is with the latest, my dear friend Alex Treyman. Alex, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Sid. Happy birthday. Two major events right now, Israel attacks Iran and Sid Rosenberg's birthday.
I am taking I'm taking the Israeli attack as an early birthday present. I really wanted them to attack. Now, look. Again, in terms of grand-scale attacks, this was not even close, right? They didn't hit a nuclear facility. They didn't hit any civilians, thank God. They attacked a military base. They sent some drones and missiles, I guess. I'm not even sure what the specifics are. But clearly, it was so small in scale that, according to Fox News this morning, Iran has already said, we're not going to retaliate. Tell me the latest.
Yes, well, overnight, Israel supposedly, allegedly, struck a military base, an airfield in Isfahan, Iran, which is in central Iran, deep inside Iranian territory. The attack was believed to have originated within Iranian territory, meaning that it was not Israeli planes that carried out the strike. Rather, that this came from the northern sections of Iran, the Kurdish sections. Was done using glide bombs with about 60 kilometer range that they fly very low and without heating up, without an engine in them, so they don't set off radar. But it was meant to send a message that Israel can strike very close to the nuclear reactors that Iran has, that it can strike when Iran is not expecting it, and it can avoid any kind of air defenses that Iran might have. There were also strikes last night in Syria, and there are conflicting reports about whether Israel also struck in Baghdad. Both Iraq and Syria, rather, are countries that Iran has destabilized over the last several years, and they use them as forward bases towards attacking Israel. So it was a strike. It sent a powerful message. At the same time, Israel hasn't claimed responsibility, and the Iranians are basically playing ambiguous about it, saying that they're not necessarily going to counterattack because they don't know from where it came. They're also downplaying any damage, and we don't really know how much damage there actually was yet on that base. We're still waiting for more reports to come out, both of Israel and from Iran.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
And going back to last Saturday, outside of Bill O'Reilly and Michael Goodwin, everybody else I speak to seems to agree with me that the United States was in on that attack, telling Iran basically what they can and can't do last Saturday night through Turkey. And I'm reading today that here once again that Israel, if it is them, that Israel told the United States, hey, we're doing this in the next 24 to 48 hours because we originally heard that Israel was going to do this Monday. But after the attacks, they didn't do it. Then we heard, well, they're going to wait till after Pesach, which starts Monday. But they didn't do it. They did it on a Friday. And again, according to reports, once again, the United States knew all about it. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, reports are that the United States gave Israel a yellow light, so to speak, to go ahead with an attack. David Cameron was in Israel earlier this week, and he stated that he understood after speaking with President Isaac Herzog that Israel will indeed attack. I think that the Western allies of Israel, you know, understood that Israel could not just allow this to go, you know, unheeded. And, you know, they didn't want to attack, but Israel did it in such a way that they made clear that they weren't targeting civilians. They weren't going to target the nuclear infrastructure. I think that was communicated in advance, and that they would give Iran some kind of plausible out, so to speak, in order to try to make sure that this would be the last of the attacks. But at the same time, don't be sure that this was Israel's only attack in retaliation. This was Israel's first attack in retaliation, and there are some reports that suggest that Israel may continue this style of attacks and escalate further attacks against Iran in the coming days and weeks.
You know, I don't see that. I think everybody is basically working their best to defuse the situation. Everybody believe that, and all of that comes from us. Biden, Blinken, the United States, they don't want World War III. They don't want it. They don't want oil to go up. There's a million reasons why the United States don't want this to happen. It has very little to do with Israelis dying in the streets. Trust me, they're not good people here. They're not. Sorry, Bill O'Reilly. And they are cruel enough and vicious enough to let these things happen. There's enough other reasons why they won't let it happen, so I feel like they are trying to defuse it, and it's working. But what about Rafah? Because, again, BB saying yesterday, we're not listening, we're going to do it. So is it fair to assume then that Rafah may be next?
It is fair to assume, and these issues may or may not be connected. But Israel is sort of making indications that they are going to begin the process of moving civilians out of Rafah. And we saw pictures this week of Gazans on the beach in central Gaza. This may be one of the areas where the civilians that are currently holed up in tent cities in Rafah may be moved to. And only after they're moved and it's clear that there's the infrastructure necessary to bring in, you know, whatever humanitarian supplies the United States is demanding, only after the population is moved, then will you see an Israeli attack in Rafah. But Israel's going to do it, it seems, and they're going to start those preparations. It could take several weeks before the military goes in.
On the way out, you guys are ahead, so I guess it's about 2 o'clock in the afternoon where you are, Alex Treiman, in Jerusalem this morning. You are moving closer and closer to Shabbat, and then not long after Shabbat, you've got that first Seder for Pesach coming up on Monday. So it's going to be a very holy time, starting really tonight through the next 10 days. And I'll end with this. Are you worried that if there is any retaliation, despite saying there won't be, you can't trust these people, that this may be the perfect time, especially with Jews at home for Pesach, basically sitting ducks?
Well, you know, if you remember when this war started, it was on our holiday of Sukkot, you know, and people were completely unaware. The place was bustling. It felt like the first time Israel was really back since COVID. And then sure enough, we were surprised, you know, on our holy day, Simchat Torah, the last day of the week-long Sukkot festival. And in normal years, Sukkot and Passover are exactly 6 months apart, and these are the 2-week-long festivals. So certainly things could escalate again. You know, this is a war. We understand it's a war. We're being attacked from Gaza, from Lebanon, from Syria, from Iraq, from Iran, from Yemen. And people don't want it to escalate. And certainly I think the government would like to give the people of Israel, you know, a week of quiet, a festive celebration if they can. But the situation is very, very tenuous right now. We really don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, boy. Well, listen, just be careful. Good Shabbos. I'll talk to you during Pesach. But Chag Sameach, you, Tzippi, your lovely family. Thank you for the phone call yesterday, and thank you for doing this morning. You guys, you, Alex, and JNS.org, by far, and I mean by far, the best information outlet in Jerusalem. So be safe, and thank you so much, pal.
Sid, thank you so much, and have a happy birthday. It should be a blessed year for you and for the show.
Thank you, Alex. I love you. That's my friend Alex Treiman right there, the CEO of JNS.org. Another day, another battle with Israel. And we'll see if things calm down now, with Pesach a couple of days away, or escalate. You just don't know.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.